This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll be looking at this Illinois Conservation Officer of the Year Award, which was recently presented. And we'll be taking a look at a special bowfishing festival and conservation area shoot planned for May 19th at the State Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area. And a little later in the program, we'll be looking at some of the bluegill fishing that's turning on throughout the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Police recently recognized officers for outstanding efforts protecting the public during the past year, which includes the presentation of the Conservation Police Officer, CPO Mark Folden, as the Illinois Conservation Police Officer of the Year. CPO Folden is a resident of McLeansboro and is a 15-year veteran of the IDNR Conservation Police and is based in Hamilton County in southern Illinois. According to IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal, our officers with the Illinois Conservation Police are the best-trained, hardest-working law enforcement officers in the state, and we appreciate everything they do to enhance the safety for all Illinoisans. He sends his congratulations to CPO Folden and all of this year's recipients for their exemplary work. And as we mentioned, a special bow fishing and conservation shoot is planned for May 19th at the Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area. The all-day festival will feature bow fishing instruction and ranges, as well as fishing instruction for kids with supervised rod and reel fishing opportunities, fish cleaning and cooking demonstrations, with free samples of delicious fish, and activities for children and families. Experts will be on hand, and displays will be presented from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Illinois Natural History Survey, the Bowfishing Association of Illinois, and other partners and organizations. Now, according to the folks there, the Conservation Bowfishing Tournament, coordinated by the Bowfishing Association of Illinois, will target bighead carp, silver carp, grass carp, and common carp on the Kankakee River, Des Plaines River, and Illinois River, near the Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area. Bowfishing enthusiasts can register for the tournament by email at baibowfishing@yahoo.com. That's baibowfishing@yahoo.com. And the bowfishing tournament and conservation shoot will highlight efforts by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources with along with state, federal, and local partners to bolster removal of invasive Asian carp from Illinois waterways, as well as to boost demand for these tasty fish. Admission and parking are free from the event, which is scheduled from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on May 19th, rain or shine, with tents set up for all those attending. And fish dinners and other menu items will be available throughout the day from the Springfield's famous Carter's Fish Market food truck. For more information on the event, you can contact the DNR's Division of Fisheries at dnr.fisheries@illinois.gov. That's dnr.fisheries@illinois.gov. So there's a special event coming up, and it's going to be fun, and learn a lot about bow fishing as well. Okay, we're back, and panfish is a topic right now. In fact, right now it's primarily bluegill that we're looking at. And within a few days, actually, virtually every pond, lake, river, and stream will begin offering good action for this popular bluegill. I think we can thank this warm weather for this bluegill bite turning on. Local anglers are fortunate in most area waters to boast a bountiful supply of these prolific species. Landing a bucket full of bragging-sized panfish usually requires little more than a trip to your favorite fishing hole. Locating a likely-looking spot and presenting one of a variety of popular baits. And it is a rare day indeed when a few of these fish can't be enticed by a piece of worm or a tiny artificial lure. The voracious panfish are almost always willing to help in your efforts to bring home enough tasty fillets to feed the entire family. And small ones compared to most species, a half-pounder is considered a quality catch. Fish in the three-quarters pound category are fairly common, but panfish weighing in excess of a pound will open the eyes of almost any angler. Most panfish anglers prefer to concentrate their angling efforts to the months during and following the spawn. During these times, panfish are caught quite easily and in large numbers, but pre-spawn panfish are no different. Using the right techniques, tackle, and baits, it's fairly simple to boat a stringer full of fish. To the delight of anglers, panfish tend to be a sociable lot. They are found in groups of 20 or more fish, and depending upon the clarity or depth of the particular fishing hole, panfish are almost always found in relatively shallow water. During the spawn, They can be located in clusters of nests of 1 to 6 foot deep, and in most areas, spawning activity peaks during May. This year, it might be a little bit later in May and early June and continues to a lesser degree during the summer months. Though most panfish like bluegill prefer to nest on a harder bottom of gravel, they will also use one of mud, silt, or sand. And when not nesting, panfish can be found in deeper water adjacent to or near the traditional nesting areas. During the morning or evening hours, they will often move into the shallows to feed on insects, small fish, and other aquatic organisms. Though the assortment of fish foods is less varied during this pre-spawn months, the same generally holds true. In areas near boat docks and fallen trees are terrific midday spots to search for pre-spawn bluegill. Shallow water areas, especially those containing aquatic vegetation, are best found during the morning and evening hours. And when it comes to baits, almost every panfish angler I know has a particular preference. Some anglers like to keep things simple by using a small piece of garden worm or nightcrawler. However, crickets, mealworms, waxworms, and even small pieces of shrimp are effective panfish baits. Many anglers also enjoy excellent success tempting early season panfish to the hook with a variety of small artificial lures. Tiny jigs ranging from 1/32nd to 1/16th ounce also yield good catches of panfish each spring. But no matter what type of tackle you use, spinning, fly fishing, or even simple cane pull, the secret to panfishing success is to scale down a size or two. Light lines, small hooks, and tiny bobbers are standard tools among experienced anglers. And cane pulls rigged with quality 4 to 6 pound monofilament line account for a large number of panfish each year. Small hooks sizes 8 to 10 work particularly well in most conditions. And if you're using a bobber, they should be just large enough to suspend the bait and a tiny sinker off the bottom. Nothing any larger to work out with panfish. And while panfish bite is very good, some of the best action still lies ahead. Anglers can expect to see even better action way into the month of June, I think, this year. So I think we're looking at some great panfishing coming up, and I think we're going to see it very soon in the next few days, probably. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.